This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in girls, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain? Don't shoot to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see. You and I are gonna live forever. I said maybe I don't really wanna know.
Friday, Philip.
Air Friday.
Not every Friday. Most. How you doing, guys? It's Jack from the Jack Mate Show. Did we do it over Christmas?
All right, Jack. Mr. Pedantic.
How are you? I hope you're well. You listen to FUBAR Radio. Today, we're doing a show all about England, all about Britain, all about the Queen, all about all things our country.
It's tomorrow's St. George's Day.
And yesterday was the Queen's 90th birthday.
And the dragon died. Not the Queen. The St. George's...
What?
St. George's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the dragon died.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Did it even happen, or is that a myth?
Yeah, 100%.
Will's going to tell us a little bit more of that later on.
Is that a myth?
Am I? Yeah.
It's on your sheet.
It's not.
Later on in the show, we've got Vianic coming up, who you may know from... Did I pronounce that right?
Just call him Vooge.
Vooge. We've got Vooge coming up from Copper 90. Also has his own channel. You may know him as Bricka Bracka.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, nice one, cool. And if you're lucky, we'll even be finishing on another Foo Boys play, which Tom has kindly written for us.
In the last 10 minutes, I wrote us a play.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
How's it going in terms
of... Oh, it's great. You wait to hear that, guys. It's going to knock your socks off.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Should be good. I'm excited. After last week's left us on another cliffhanger. It's almost like premeditated.
Last week's one was kind of... It annoyed me.
Why?
To be honest. I left here with a heavy heart.
Why is that, my friend?
You wrote it.
Because I wrote it and I thought it was a good one, and then you were just rushing it. And then the boys, I was like, come on, just go a little bit over six.
It cuts off when we go
over
six.
Well, why can't we fiddle with the knobs and make it last longer than six?
You got to leave the knobs on next door.
Bend time?
Have you got Bernard's watch?
No, but if...
Because that's the only way we're going on after six, my friend.
Why can't you just go, fuck it.
Okay, Duncan in here then. Have a word with him.
Where is he? Duncan?
Yeah. Yes?
But can we make the show go on until 6:05, please, Duncan?
What?
Okay. No, I was just wondering, what were you saying to Will?
Doesn't matter.
Knieven?
No, it wasn't anything. There's no Knieven.
He's got his Knieven eyes on. You get your Knieven eyes on and your little pinchy hands out.
He's been pinchy today.
What have you been up to?
Last week I went home to my lovely parents.
How are they?
I constructed my first bit of flat pack furniture, which... Ooh. Was a double bed.
Oh, did it take you long?
A couple of hours, yeah.
I did a bed recently.
How was that?
30 minutes.
Fuck it.
Honestly.
25 minutes.
it took me 24, I don't want to say, but it did take me 24.
Cool.
Oh. Stop fucking about with the buttons.
I'm not fucking about with the buttons.
Start. Where's the sheet? Because I want to put a big cross through.
That's why we do this short segment, which I use, and then I cut this out for everyone who wants to know how to edit a podcast. And then we go into the chat, like, what you've been up to? Like, I'm on the sheet.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, mate.
Here's Marsikins for swimming. Do you know how to press that button?
Yeah, back? I can do that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, do that one then.
To me,
iMac. That was the Marsigans with Swimming. Me and Tom just got caught in a conversation there.
About IMAX.
I'm back on Snapchat.
Oh yeah, I assume you've been enjoying it.
Yeah, been doing loads of Snapchats.
Shut the filters.
Yeah, they're very comical, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
My username on that is Jack Dean Innit.
Yeah, like why?
Just because it's a bit of a play on the Stormzy Innit.
Is that what that was?
No, I made the username years ago, but it just comes in nicely now with what with Stormzy hitting the headlines and stuff. So if you are interested in. What? Stormzy's hitting the headlines, isn't he?
No,
yeah.
I know, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think for more than just the phrase Innit. Give it, he's got a. Got an extensive music collection.
Will's defending him. Are you?
No, I am, because the grime scene's an up-and-coming thing, Jack, and you seem to be spitting all over it.
I didn't spit in bare, dirty tracks, mate. That's all I spit over.
All right, trust me. As long as they're dirty.
Yeah, drop a beat. I'll give you a sick fly tune.
Go on. Put it.
Give me a proper... Not Boots and Cats.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not grimy enough.
Go on, what do you want? I'm red. Yeah, you do it. We both do it.
All right.
No,
you're maybe spitting rhymes over it. We didn't.
Thank you very much for the beats.
But why you didn't do anything?
I don't, because I'm not Doc Brown. I can't just make up rhymes on the spot.
Ooh, if you want to hear Doc Brown,
every Tuesday 4 till 6 with Hugh Joseph, who I believe is still outside.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. So yeah, I'm back on Snapchat. If you want to add me on there,
when did you go off Snapchat?
I just went off it for a while, for about a year.
Just when you're settling into the new house. No, you fucking you weren't off it for
settling into the
you room. Weren't off it for a year.
I was just doing one Snapchat every now and then, because my old phone loaded it really slowly. I was thinking, like, just because I feel like the show's getting very like dull, I thought today I'd just do the show in a different accent.
Go on.
So
why don't you do it in like an Indian accent?
Oh, come on.
I'm joking, Tom.
How would you go about doing that? You'd
all right, no, maybe just maybe do a Norwich accent.
I can't.
Okay. Oh, there you go, that's good.
Is it?
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
Really?
Do a Brendan Dassey one.
Don't garble garble.
Don't talk strange.
What if I do Scouser?
Yeah.
Come. Okay, so coming up on the show later on, we've got Fuse. No, is it Fuse?
That's no. Rank.
Who up next?
London.
What, mate?
Yeah, not bad. You?
Super bad,
so
mate.
So before the show, we were sitting in Chili's and something kind of rather awkward happened, didn't it?
No.
We were doing swaps with our pin. We do stickers now. We collect stickers for Euro 2016. Mm. Me, Will and Jack. Will hasn't really started properly.
Will's just got his grubby fingers all over our swaps.
Why haven't you started properly, Will?
Because I want to bulk buy, and I'm just waiting to get paid so I can bulk buy. Like, I know
when
I can
you
get
say
one
bulk,
or two.
What, how many do you
I
need?
I want to get like 20 packs a go.
That's 10 quid, mate.
Can't afford 10 quid.
I'm running. I've spent my money out of this.
Really?
Yeah. And I want a big night tonight.
Fair play.
What are you getting tonight?
Just go to a pub next door, but I'm meeting an old uni mate coming up who I actually shared a bedroom with in the first year of uni.
A bed or bedroom?
Sometimes a bed, but mostly just the bedroom.
Lovely. But anyway, as I was saying, whilst we were doing the swaps, a certain kind of party came into the pub.
Mm.
Oh, and it was a big party.
It was banging.
Woo!
It was a wake.
I was awake after they came in. What was it? Come on, tell them.
No, well, it was just purely a wake.
Oh, a wake.
A wake.
People were mourning.
Mm. Whilst we were swapping.
Yeah. Wasn't great, was it?
No, but we carried on.
What can you do in a situation
like that? Well, I don't think we were in the wrong, because we were just...
We were there first. Fuck them.
Well, not fuck them, but we were there.
You were there first, but I wouldn't say fuck them.
Yeah.
They had reserved the area.
I'm learning.
Not in fucking here first. We're taking somewhere else.
Take it outside. It's raining.
Will, I feel like...
Bastards will get wet.
I feel like every Friday I'm being media trained.
By
you.
Well, I wouldn't.
You can say we were here first, but you can't say fuck him. Can I call him a cunt? No, maybe, you can't.
Maybe we shouldn't do media training on air.
Yeah. Okay, next week. Maybe this week if we're running short on segments.
Maybe. So are they still in there? Can we go for a drink after?
Well,
I once did a show for just a really terrible show for BBC Three.
Sounds good, man.
I had to.
What was it called?
House Moving Out. My mum and
a lot of my friends recognise you from that.
Do they?
That's how they know you.
Yeah, I was a twat on that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, proper bellend.
It's not like.
Yeah. Me, I'll train you. You don't say stuff like that to the boss man.
The boss man.
You've been listening to too much Stormzy.
Oh dear.
In it.
So it was called like the Hotel of Mum and Dad.
Oh, I remember the series.
Yeah, I was on
you
that.
You were on that.
Yours was just called Hotel of Dad.
Why'd you laugh at shit like that?
Because I know it's coming. I just know what is. I can see cogs are returning.
Out of all the topics,
out
of all the topics and dig outs that you should grab and run with, I don't think that's one you should run with.
That's the last time.
Because it's so bad.
Last time.
Right, lucky I can take it.
Yeah.
So I did a show called Hotel of Mum and Dad, and I had to move out with my girlfriend at the time, and we had to.
Fiona?
Nah, my ex girlfriend.
I'm sorry. This was years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, years ago.
Oh, right.
I had Majora and all that going on.
Oh, right, that long.
Yeah, and I had to move out, and basically, because the show wasn't that in depth, it was literally just moving out of the house, they needed to put some layers into it. They made me. All he does is make YouTube videos.
Oh, and then they got me about.
Yeah, and then they got me outside the door.
Did they do that? They span you to be a lazy bastard.
Pretty much, yeah. And then they were like, because back then I weren't making any money from it and that. And they asked me how much I earned. So they say on the thing, yeah, makes £100 a month, like making videos. Yeah, and then I'm literally just laying there on my girlfriend's.
Where were you living at the time?
Well, I was everything was fine, yeah, but for the sake of the show, they made us lie.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I was only with my girlfriend for 2 months at the time. They said you have to say a year. So Jack's been with Olivia for a year. And then I was living at home. She was living at hers, but they made out I was living at her house.
Dirty scrounger, yeah.
What?
Trying to make you look like a dirty scrounger.
Yeah, sponging off of his girlfriend's mum.
Oh, and, my God.
And it was a shot of me, right?
Sponging her mum.
laying on a sofa.
It's the only bath I get.
I was laying on the sofa and her mum came in. I went, what's one of them? No, I didn't. I was laying there. She came in. She gave me a cup of tea. And they were like, no, they went, right, just pass in this cup of tea that she didn't even make. She passed it to him and they overlaid it. It was Nick Grimshaw. And he went, Jack demands cups of tea. I didn't even know what's in the cup. Like, anyway, so going back, there's a reason I say this story is because I was a YouTuber and they wanted to develop me throughout the episode. So at the end, they were like, what do you want to... No, at the start, they were like, what do you want to be? I was like, comedian. I'll be a comedian. They were like, all right, cool. So on the last day, they went, okay, so we've actually booked you a gig. You've got your first stand-up gig tonight. I was like, I haven't written anything. They were like, all right, well, you got till 6 and it's now 3:30, so you got 2.5 hours.
That's disgusting.
And then they took me to this pub, and I'd done a bit of stand-up before, so I just ripped that. And then they took me to this pub, and I walked in there. I was shitting myself. I've never been so nervous. I went in there, and I was with a couple of friends, and I'm not making this up. There was a grown man lying in the middle of the floor, crying. And I walked into the pub and I looked at him and I was like, what's going on here? They were like, oh, he's just been to his dad's funeral. He's really drunk. There's a wake going on. So I assumed that we wouldn't be doing the thing anymore. So I just sat there and all my nerves went. And then the barman came over and went, which one's the comedian? I was like, I'm still doing it. And then I was trying to chat to him to learn about like the pub and stuff. I was like, do you do like stand-up nights a lot then? He went, first one. I was like, okay, this is going to go good. And then my first joke, there was literally just 5 people stood at the bar listening to me. And the first joke was I know what I'm like, I can say offensive stuff, right? But was in no way offensive to anyone in that room. And there was a guy at the front, like a Muslim guy, and he went like that and tutted at me, shook his head and walked off. So people were looking at him thinking, was there some underlying context?
What was it?
It was shit. Yeah. There was a tweet that said, if you find somebody attractive, you're actually least likely to laugh at their jokes.
Right.
It was like this weird like fact, and I went, so if you lot think I'm unfunny, that's kind of a win-win. Like meaning that, and he went, and I don't know if he didn't like gays or anything like that, but he went and turned his nose up and walked off.
Perhaps
he
just thought you were shit.
when they shot the guy like laying on the floor, did they just Nick Grimshaw say over the top of it, go, he's just ruffling?
No. My girlfriend's mum just walked in and gave him a cup of tea.
This man's weak at the knees from the joke.
Jack sponging off comedy.
Do you get paid for something like that?
They give me like a weekly, how much I'd be making if I was kind of on the dole living in a house.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
How long did they cover you for?
It was utter bollocks, though, because they gave me some money and they were like, you've got to live on this, £50. And then they'd take us to like these certain locations, so we'd have to go to like the beach, so me and my ex could walk along the beach and that'd be a good shot. And
Lydia.
they'd go, oh, here's 15 quid, get some fish and chips. Here's a tenner, get some beers in. Oh, because when I moved out, they went, are you going to have a house party? I genuinely went, oh, I'll probably just have some people around for FIFA. They went, no, I have a house party, because they want me to use all my money.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but then I won't have any money left for the rest of the week. And they literally gave me more money and went, go get beers. I was like, what is this teaching me? This isn't. You literally are just building a show how you want it. It's not...
When you start doing that kind of thing, or working that kind of thing, it just takes down the wall and you know exactly what every show is pretty much.
Yeah.
We had some producers came into our school for a Channel 4 show and they wanted to like interview our group of friends. What? Go on, Tom.
No.
Do you know where this is going?
No, but I had a thing I was going to say, but I didn't.
No. They wanted to interview our group of friends who were going on a lad's holiday in the summer. But basically, it was when I was in my first band, and we were playing at the local pub called the Dog and Pheasant, and we were like, oh, Channel 4 are going to come down in here. So we got to the venue, and literally all round the venue was like, Channel 4 recording here tonight. It's Bromsgrove, shit hole, so everyone started going mad about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, Channel 4 pulled the plug on the last minute, and then the bloke was just there going, were they here, the film crew coming? I was like, no, they're the night.
That's a shame.
Six people turned up that night.
Really?
Maybe seven or eight.
It's kind of like a thing that happened in Thetford. My dad's mate, whom my dad reckons he's got a lot of funny mates, but this mate isn't one of them. Like, he's just your standard mate.
Right.
Went, oh, yeah, Steve, I'm randomly going to be I'm just going to be a comedian. And they were all like, the fuck? Like, but they couldn't say, what the fuck? They were all like... Yeah, all right, yeah, yeah.
Give it a go.
And then he said that he was doing like little pubs and that. None of them had been to see him because he'd just come and go, I did that pub last night. They'd be like, why didn't you tell us? We'd have popped down. So it was all a bit bullshitty. And then he went, I got a gig on Friday and I'm supporting Jason Manford. And they were like, fucking hell. Well, he must actually be good. Like, he's going to have to back this up, but there's no way he can get out of it. So it was coming like Wednesday. He was like, yeah, 2 days. Like Thursday, they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to get all the family down. And they got there. And there was a big sign outside the pub saying the comedian's name that said, supporting Jamie Madford.
Jamie Madford!
But it specifically told him Jason Manford to be like, oh, I got it wrong, yeah, I got it wrong. Yeah, shit.
Was he any good?
No, not really. Not really.
I want to know more of your material for your stand-up.
How long's your set?
It was terrible. It's just reading Uber facts off Twitter. You remember that? And just dissecting those. They're not really facts. Like, I'm just talking about that, really.
You signed up for Edinburgh this year?
Nah. Glasgow.
Mixing things up this year.
Gonna get bottled in the neck.
Gonna do Addison Lee facts, actually. It's a bit different to my usual routine, but sign me up.
Addison Lee?
Uber
facts, not... Oh, you're making a joke?
Yeah.
Fuck
me. Oh, let's go to a song.
Fucking hell.
Let's go.
Perhaps I should start doing stand up. Anyone? Tweet in. Should Will, that's producer Will, do stand up material?
No, let's not do that.
Have
you ever debated doing comedy?
Yeah, I have.
Go on.
You're a funny man.
What do you mean, go on?
What would you write about?
I thought, well, I'll have a little thing when the song plays. When it comes back, I'll have a minute's worth of stand up.
Really?
Yep, I'm going to think of it now.
I've got a video coming up in a couple of weeks' time about five types of kids you see at every school, and I wrote that in a very stand up way. So I think I could easily take that to stage. Like I was saying to Tom, I'm a little bit nervous because at the end of the video I get a tiny little bit ranty and I kind of want to swerve away from that, but I naturally came back. But
yeah,
It's not bad. It's not bad.
What type of kids are there?
So, for example, you've got the naughty kid. Like, every school's got the naughty kid.
Little shit.
But, yeah, why did he get all the treats?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, I went through school without hitting anyone, but he didn't hit anyone for 45 minutes. He's getting treated to a fucking Fortnite at Alton Towers. Do you know what I mean?
Fortnite's a bit far.
Well, he lived there, mate. He lived there.
But joke was on him. He was
a smiler.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I didn't... Yeah. All right, I'll give you that one.
There's the deluded kid, yeah, who thinks that his band's going to be recorded by Channel 4.
Did you ever have the naughty? I don't know if our naughty kid was too naughty, but he would like obviously not go to any lessons. So you'd be in.
I think our kid was naughtier than your kid.
Well,
sorry, Tom, I'm going to have to pull you up because I think my kid was naughtier than your kid.
My kid was always my kid. Like we was in the classrooms, he'd be outside in the corridors, literally just smashing shit every day. I don't know why they didn't get
what
rid
of him.
What
do you mean, like...
Just... Oh, right. You could hear him
what,
smashing shit.
He's got a gun?
Shit. No, like, no, but he had, like, a baseball bat one day.
A baseball bat? I mean, why he's not taking that off it?
That's what I'm thinking. Oi, mate, we were hid in the classroom, cowering.
Oh,
I'll tell you what it was like. It was like that scene from Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone where the troll's walking down the corridor and they're all hid in the toilet.
No!
Like,
oh, this is going on every day.
You shove your wand up his nose, isn't it?
I didn't do nothing. Like, for even the teachers were scared of him.
How has he got... You mean a rounders bat?
Yeah, must
rounders.
It wasn't rounders, it was baseball.
Who plays... Right, one, who plays baseball in PE?
Yep.
Two, if he's not playing in PE... Was he a Major League Baseball fan?
Nah.
Exactly.
I remember what he did do once. What? You know them big blue bags that you used to rugby tackle to practice? He got one of them and hit it around the PE teacher's head.
No, he didn't.
He did.
What happened to him?
I don't know why he never got expelled. He just sort of hung about a bit.
Was he just another teacher?
Nah.
Headmaster?
Nah.
Well, how naughty was your naughty kid?
Oh, my naughty
kid. I've out-naughtied you.
No, you haven't.
Go on.
Well, my naughty kid walked around with a big American football. And he just threw it at people. And then, like, you know those big blue sacks?
Yeah.
Will's one's going to be really indie. Just throw boomerangs at people. It used to come back to him. Just doing that.
He used to bring
they
people
were,
with
they
them.
They were weapons, weren't they, boomerangs, originally?
Originally?
Yeah, you could take someone's
aboriginally.
Get knocked down!
Thank you, that's my stand up. The next song is Foles, Mountain at My Gates.
You fucking smashed that, man.
I'm not afraid to die.
a mountain. That was Falls with Mountain at My Gates. Just been informed it was on FIFA. I do not recognise it from there one bit.
Last year or this year?
Last year, I think.
Yeah, last year, 100%.
Really? Honey P?
Honey P, darling.
So as this show is all about British, the best of British, we're going to find out how British are you, Tom? How British are you, Will? Okay. Oh, yeah. And I found a quiz, not so much a quiz, but just more of a debate by the lovely BuzzFeed. We're going to run through it and just find out...
Sure thing!
Should we
question me first?
I want you to both discuss it at the same time.
Oh, we decide between us what we're going to go for. I like that, Jack. I like that a lot.
There is some answers on it, but I'd rather you come up with your own, and then we'll discuss as and when, right? So think of this.
Can I just wish the Queen a very, very happy birthday? And I think you should know, here at FUBAR...
Why don't we get the Queen in as a guest?
All right, one sec.
To play What Willie Wants.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Queen.
It's not at the Queen's
house. Welcome to your own show.
Sounds like...
Oh, look, it's the Princess Royal Anne. Hello, Anne.
Oh, hello.
Oh, have you been smoking?
I've had a few of those drinkies. Back to Liz.
Hello, shut up.
Why are they flirting?
Fuck off.
Anne. Yeah, look at this. Dead arm.
Oh, fuck off, Elizabeth.
Oh, dear. Anyway, what have you got to ask me?
I want to ask you if Tom can come back.
Beans, huh?
I want to ask you if Tom can come back.
Sure thing. One second. Sexy.
So, I imagine. See you later. So, what's his question?
Are you like with Jax now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's not. We've done my mum. Let's not do my nan.
Ooh, tune in next week when we do Jack's Nan.
You're about to go on holiday at 7 a.m. You're sat in the departure lounge of Heathrow Airport. What do you drink? What's your drink of choice?
My drink is a lovely bubbly beer.
Is it really?
It sure is. If we're going on holiday, who am I going with?
Who's he going on holiday with, Jack? Tell him.
No.
Who am I going on holiday with?
I'm not telling you any more specifics.
Is it your...
I'm not any more specific.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a bubbly beer. And I think Will, if I know Will, we'll have a bubbly cider, sir.
Two ticks there, I'll have a bubbly cider.
Ooh.
I'm so damn bubbly. I'm so damn bubbly. I'm so damn bubbly.
Okay, number two.
Okay.
The hairdresser holds up the mirror. You hate your new haircut.
Oh,
if you're
bit close to home, isn't it, Jack?
What are you doing?
Why are you crying, Jack?
I would say perfect. If they've cut it and there's nothing you can do about it, it's like, perfect, yeah, I like it.
I'd say, very reasonable. Great prices. Do you do shaving?
It's a very original haircut, sir. Abstract.
You're introduced to a new colleague, but don't quite catch their name. How do you react?
Hey, guy. Keep calling him guy. Or maybe say, hey, you got any nicknames? He's like, no, everyone just calls me John. I was like, okay, John.
So ask if they've got any nicknames, not an answer on air, Will.
I have to do it a lot in this job as well, because obviously I meet quite a lot of guests, so I just kind of get in the right ballpark. So if it's like a Jay, Jason, Justin, it's John, sorry, I was just going to say that. Just try and say three or four names, and then hopefully you're in the right ballpark.
So sorry, John, for me, and I'm forgetting your name.
I'm going to guess their name.
Who's John?
This one, you have to be very honest with yourselves.
Okay.
When did you last have a cup of tea?
This morning, sir.
Oh, always coffees in the AM for me.
No, the girlfriend made me a cup of tea. I said, thank you, I drank it up.
You?
I don't drink tea.
Ooh!
Why not?
That was a grenade.
That was a piano going down the stairs.
I just never liked it. I only started drinking coffee when I was at uni, so...
You smoke quite a lot, though.
Fuck off, do I?
Yeah.
I don't.
You love a cigarette.
No, I do not.
What? Hang on. Why does... Will's got... What are them button things? He's got menthol ones or something. What
I don't they, smoke. Well, I'm, no. I used to... I, any
e-cig,
time I've ever
e-cig, isn't it?
Yeah.
E-cig, yeah.
He's like, oh, if I go home, Mum can't smell it. E-cig.
Oh, yeah.
You wind up merchants, you.
What are you on about?
Shut up, dickhead.
I remember when you got on the train last week, you got a bit of chewing gum, you wet it and was rubbing it on your gums, and I was like, what the fuck does that do? He was like, that takes the stink away, so when I kiss Judith, she don't know I'm a 20 a day man.
You turned into Nick Nevin at the end.
Oh, fuck you, Al.
Oh, no one wants to turn into Nick Nevin.
No.
Number five. You wave at your friend... Tom instantly on the no. You wave at your friend in the street, then realise it wasn't them. What do?
Itch your head.
Right?
What?
Wave it.
You meet your friend, wave
no,
at
no,
them.
No, you think it's your friend, you wave, it's not them. What do you do?
Oh, it could be a new friend of mine.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that's it. Just go after them.
Chase them down.
I'm waving at you!
You and your partner are both adamant that each other should eat the last hobnob. How do you resolve the situation?
I'll be honest, I'd have already eaten it.
Yeah?
You love a fucking biscuit. Always beside your bed, there's a packet of biscuits.
I didn't think that'd be... Argue about it and break up as an option.
I wouldn't do
what they say and eat it.
I'd
half it.
Oh, split it into two as an option.
That's what I'd do.
I had a pack of... whole pack of milk.
You like the chocolate one, don't you?
Dark chocolate digestive.
Yeah,
last
you like the chocolate
ones. Night before that, I had a jumbo pack of Miller's cookies, which I did let Emma finish, actually. She had the last two.
That's usually because you've got the munchies, though, isn't it? She's been banning
suits. Yeah, the only time I had weed was at uni, and I had it twice and I fell asleep on both occasions.
No, that's not the only time.
Yeah, but you woke up in Jamaica.
Yeah. You got that Bob Marley tattoo.
Yeah, but that's
see?
It.
And
you like the chocolate biscuits, don't you? Like the chocolate ones?
Yeah, the chocolatey ones. They're nice for my mouth.
Someone knocks into you at a bar and spills their beer on you. What do you do?
Well, so they spill the beer on me?
Yeah. They knock into you and spill
the
beer on you.
If this is Will's answer, he would take his jumper off and squeeze it into his mouth.
You fucking little cunt.
Alright.
Look,
have a fag and calm down, sir. Yeah,
that's withdrawal, sir.
Fuck you.
He's got the shakes.
You're messing me up, man. No, I'd probably apologise. I always apologise.
Knocking into you?
I got knocked off my bike once, completely swiped out, and I still apologise to the woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't know. I didn't know. I was new to riding on the road.
I cycled really fast and the car pulled out. I smacked into it. It was right down the end of my road. I cycled home really quickly, didn't look at them, and I hid under my bed for 20 minutes because I thought they were going to come to my door.
Did they?
No.
You hid under your bed?
Yeah, I thought, if they come to the door, I don't know what they were going to say because, in a way, I was the one that was hurt. But, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I remember once I was walking up this... this was when I was a little shit. This was when I was number one chav. I was walking up the hill with my bike, and I accidentally hit this wing mirror in this car. Like, and I'd just been playing tennis. This sounds like bullshit. It's not. And I hit this car, and this geezer come out, and he's running up the hill, and I had the bike, and I was running with it like that. He's like, "Oi, come here, you fucking ginger, blah, blah, blah." And then I was like, one day I'm going to die this. But I was running up, and I stood there, and I threw my bike down.
Oh, you didn't do what I think you did.
What?
You definitely didn't hit a tennis ball at him. Did you?
Yeah. Straight in the face.
Oh, fuck.
I was only nine, and I threw a ball up and went... And it went like fucking Zoltan's arrow.
Who's Zoltan?
No idea, but
Zoltan Gera.
Yeah, the West Brom winger.
When we were doing our bike ride from London to Paris, one of the lads just... There was a row of cars and he literally just disappeared behind it. And there was this bloke across the road just laughing. And he was like, "Oh, what happened to him?" And I was like, "Oh, he just got hit by a big wet salmon." And the bloke went, "Oh, really?" I was like, "No, of course not, cunt. Fuck, you know, he just hit the car."
A big wet salmon.
Yeah.
He just got hit by a big wet salmon.
Yeah, but it's like, really?
Really?
No, he didn't, mate.
Your flat is freezing cold, but it's
a trout.
But it's too early in the year to put your heating on. What do you do?
Blankets, 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 blankets.
Blankets and jumpers.
Onesies.
And then you get to bumpers.
Oh, Nozza. Giving us a little insight to his...
With the Queenie.
Are England going to win the Euros?
100%. No. 100%.
We're going to get into the quarters.
They'll lose the quarterfinals on penalties.
Yep.
There's an option.
We'll win the tournament.
We've got two more. You're sat in the window seat of a plane and you need the loo, but the person in the aisle seat is asleep. What do you do?
Oh, I probably have to hold it in and wait, or maybe start humming to wake him up slightly, but do it subtly.
I've got a weak bladder, so I'd probably just piss myself.
Okay, that's not an option.
That's strange, because in the...
Piss myself's not an option.
In the play, there's a... Actually, it's something about you and...
Pissing.
The other one.
You start to
shitting.
Bump into a new colleague on the train to work every morning. What do you do?
What?
Chat to them.
Say again.
You start to bump into a new colleague on the train to work every morning. What do you do?
Chat to them.
Talk to them. Oh, fucking...
You chat to him. What if it was Dave, though? He just had a gatto every morning.
Dave wouldn't be in here. He'd be fucking getting on a hot... Fuck. He'd be getting carried in.
Who's the one here that you don't like?
Dave.
Who?
The one that works here you don't like.
Oh, Jacob. Fucking well annoyed.
Oh, you're joking about it, but when you was outside having a fag, are you?
Don't smoke!
What do you do? Just talk to him? Be nice?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out how...
Joe, what would you do with your
how
college?
British you are.
Huh?
You got as British as Stephen Fry walking a corgi outside Buckingham Palace. Congratulations, lads.
Thanks. Is that good?
It says you're awkward, you're easily embarrassed, you're sickeningly polite, you're as British as they come. So I would say that's very good, that's outstanding. So I'd like you all to stand to your feet today as I get this sword and I place it onto Will's right shoulder.
That's not a sword!
And now your left shoulder.
Why is it made of pork?
cock. Why are you peeling it back?
Oh dear. I was trying to knight you, but you got all weird.
Where have you got 3 pounds of sausages?
That's enough of that, Will. Jesus, that was our birthday the other day, mate. Don't fucking prolong it. Let's have a song. This is the most I've laughed on any show.
Honestly.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. The Jack Mate Show. On FUBAR Radio.
What was that banger?
The Hunter, you said you didn't like him earlier.
I didn't say that, Will.
You slagged him right off.
You slagging him right off.
Mate, if it weren't for you, you would not know about him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would. Emma told me about him.
Nah, she. Yeah, but you ignored her.
Huh?
Yeah. You were saying really out of order things about
Should
her.
Should we carry on with the next good song?
So this is the part of the show where we like to talk to an unsigned act.
We usually do this bit, Will, so if you want to go outside for a fag or anything, mate.
Yeah, it's fine. You're a fucking dead actor. I swear to God, I'll knock you out.
Nah, is your mum listening to this?
She'll probably turn off now in disgust.
Yeah, loads of fags. Get the filters ready, mum. Right. Don't know what that means.
No idea what that means.
Go on then, Noz.
So this week we were talking to the guitarist from Cannons, Steve Campbell. Steve, are you there, mate?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Yeah, hello,
good,
Steve.
Buddy.
I'm just saying
yeah,
hello.
Good, mate. Thanks.
Go on, Tom. I'm just saying hello. I'm Jack, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Jack.
You too, man.
Yeah, man.
Talking over each other already. That's great. So how things are going, man? How things are going?
Yeah.
Wait. Why don't we just restart this whole thing again, Tom? How about me and you do the interview, but we do it properly?
Okay, you start.
Okay, no. By all means, go ahead.
How are things going?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I'm very glad. So, you guys have been gigging quite a lot recently for your EP, Transparent.
Yeah, man. We released the EP in October last year, and had our first launch gig at the Portland Arms in Cambridge, and since then we've been steadily gigging around the Cambridge area and London mostly, to be honest, since that release. So yeah, it's been good, man. It's been a busy 5 or 6 months for us.
Yeah, perfect. Because you guys are, you kind of positioned all over the trip, aren't you? You're like Pools and Brighton, the singer.
Yeah. God, it's a bit of a weird one, man. So like, I'm based in Cambridge, Paul's in Brighton, Ben and Luke, the bassist and drummer, they're based in London as well, so yeah, it's a big effort to get together and practice and stuff, but we kind of make it work.
Yeah, man.
Not too bad.
No, cool.
Well, why is your band called Cannons, mate? Are you an Arsenal fan or any?
Nah, man, not me. Cannons. It was just kind of a. Well, to be honest, it was the name when I joined the band.
Steve, I'm going to interrupt you here because actually I have a story about this. I don't know if you've been told it, but me and Ben used to jam before. Ben's the drummer. Me and Ben jammed before.
This is complicated. This is like making a murderer.
And
Jesus.
I said to Ben, we'll call it the Cannons. And it was like, all right. And then later on down the line, I met up with Paul, and Paul was like, yeah, me and Ben are jammed. I was like, cool, have you got a name? He was like, yeah, Cannons. Ben thought of the name Cannons. And I was like, you fucking sneaky bastard, Ben. Because that was my name, Cannons.
No, you come up with the Cannons.
So it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
And then I went to Ben on Facebook, and I was like, oh, Ben, we should get back together and do Cannons again. And he was like, oh, sorry, dude, I've kind of used the name in the other band. And I was like, you sneaky prick.
And but you went, can we do the Neil Buchanans? And he said, oh, God. That sounds good.
Yeah, but so I mean, like, you're more than welcome to it, and you're wearing it very well, Steve.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Just about I didn't make up some sort of story with
Yeah, I was going to wait to see where you went with God. That, but I thought, I'll interject.
Should have heard him before you came on, Steve. Absolutely slating it.
Yeah, I bought your fags, didn't I, Will?
Steve, what kind of music do you do, mate?
I guess it kind of falls into, like, alternative rock, but the four of us have very different influences, so being from Scotland, Biffy Clyro, like my favourite band,
right,
like that, you know. But I think generally I would describe it as kind of alternative rock.
Oh, lovely.
I think like Thrice are like one of my main influences.
Okay.
But we've been, we describe it as being like Don Broco sometimes.
That's cool.
Sometimes
nice.
Like Thrice.
Nice.
Sometimes like Reuben, which I think are three very different bands. So
yeah.
I kind of hope our music, you know, they have very different influences. So I hope that translates in our EP.
Lovely stuff.
Steve, you ever heard of a band called Airship?
Airship. Nah, man.
Nah, all right. Have a good day, anyway.
Who's Airship?
Nah, it's just, you know, it's all right. You got more questions on there.
Let's talk about other people's bands when we're doing an interview with Steve from the Cannons.
Just they supported Biffy Clyro.
Okay.
And Paper Shapes.
You're currently working on your next EP, aren't you, Steve?
Yeah, man. We've been in Valhalla Studios working with Danny Lambert.
Lovely.
So we've
just started
working our next single at the moment, and yeah, hoping to record the EP in the next few months with Danny. So
Steve, just
sounding pretty good so far, mate.
Just between me and you, do you think Danny stinks a bit?
Yeah, a little.
No, I hope the recording's going well. Is it for your EP? This could be wrong. It might already be out.
That's already out.
Is Transparent already out?
That's the one out currently.
Yeah, man. That's out on iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. Yeah, man. So that came out in October, so
sweet.
This will be our EP number 2.
Oh, wicked.
And Jack, this part of the interview where Jack likes to do is slightly different questions. We're not just the standard kind of small talk. He comes in with some slightly bizarre questions, Steve. So if you're ready for some weird ones.
This one's a bit symbolic and you might have to look within yourself to find the answer for this. If your music was an animal, and not the animal performing the music, because let's be face it, you could pick any animal, that'd be shit. Just if your music was an animal, what would it be and why?
If our music was an animal.
Yeah.
Right, I'll not try to be too cliche.
Be as eggy as you want.
A tiger, because we roar.
A lion.
Oh my god!
Oh, go on.
Nah, Steve, man.
I don't know. I reckon, something like a gazelle, mate.
Ooh.
Out there.
Ooh, okay.
You know, it's quite fast, energetic, springs about.
I like that.
Sometimes gets eaten by lions and that, you know, that's life.
That's love.
Nice.
I like that.
And a very similar question. if your music was a flavour of crisps,
and it could be a brand if that helps.
Yeah.
McCoy's.
A flavour.
Deep rich.
Oh yeah, I love McCoy's, man.
Musical flavours.
Oh. We've had don't say salt and vinegar. We've had a lot of salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like Worcestershire sauce.
Well, if you're going to say it, mate, pronounce it right, Jesus.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Scottish.
That's where I'm from, so show a bit of respect.
Yeah, Will's a Birmingham boy.
That one, that flavour, you know, something a bit different. People
Worcestershire
like
sauce.
It, but, yeah.
Okay.
Worcestershire.
Would you rather be number one in the charts with any of your singles that you so desire, or would you rather sell out Wembley, but just once?
Ooh.
Oh, I feel like Wembley just once, man.
Yeah. Everyone said that,
didn't they? Yeah.
That's the cool answer. If you say
you're the bullshit, mate.
Yeah.
Steve, you can be honest with me. Is that a bullshit question? Because I'm asking everyone who comes on, and if I'm making myself look a mug with that, then...
Mate, either or would be great. I wouldn't turn down the chance to be number one on the charts, babe, you know, if I had the choice. Yeah, okay. No, it's a good question, mate. Good question.
Oh, thank you very much.
What about a number one album?
Oh, number one album?
More
is that like in the rock charts?
It's more,
like,
it's more
know,
money, Steve.
Chart.
It's more money on the table there. So
that's the overall charts.
No, I'd have to go Wembley.
What about two albums?
Oh, fuck off, Will. If you could go on tour with any band, Steve, that's a better question. It'll be Biffy Clyro.
Yeah, he's going to say Biffy Clyro. But you can't do Biffy Clyro because they're in a terrible accident.
Oh, come on, man.
No, but what if they were? In a theoretical world.
I think he's just said Airship, actually.
Which band would you support and go on tour with, but not Biffy Clyro? Because... Soz.
The Cannons?
Oh, but not Biffy Clyro. No. Oh, man. That's a tough one. What other bands are there?
Don Broco.
I would go for Low on Atlantis, mate. Big Low on Atlantis fan.
Okay. That's not a bad shout.
Yeah, I think it'd be a really good tour. I think they'd be quite cool guys. So, yeah, hell yeah.
Lovely stuff. I went to, just a random pointless story, I went to Reading Festival a couple of years ago and went to sleep before Biffy Clyro came on.
Cheers, Jack.
I might just have to hang up now, man. Sorry. You're breaking up there, dude.
Well, you sound like you're walking. Where are you walking?
I'm walking? No, man. I'm outside.
He's pacing. Sorry, pacing.
Yeah. Pacing up
pacing
and down.
Pacing around. Pacing, yeah, mate.
Lovely.
So,
Steve,
the next gig that you guys are playing, is at the Borderline with the Securing the Chase?
Yeah, a band called The Chase. So they're launching their album. And that's on May the 6th. I think it's a Friday in London. I've never played Borderline before, so that'll be cool.
It's Bradley Walsh, the lead singer in that.
Oh,
band.
Dear.
But I'm fat.
Dear.
I have no idea, mate.
Lovely stuff. So.
Whatever you do, don't take the lower offer. Where can we find you online?
You can find us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/CannonsBandUK. You can find our debut EP, Transparent, on Spotify, iTunes, all that malark as well. So.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Cool. Steve, could you throw to your song that we're about to play now?
Yeah, this song's called Give It Up by Cannons.
Wicked. Thanks,
Cheers,
Steve.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, boys. Bye-bye.
Since the first time I met you. 24 or two of you and nothing to keep. Even with distractions, you think you're gonna wake up screaming? Yeah, get it out your head. Feeling hunted, circling around, making a sound. Break the feeling, time for healing, let it in.
Cannons with Give It Up. Lovely stuff.
Steve lovely was
stuff.
Wasn't
he? He was. He was lovely a lovely chap.
A yeah. Scottish thistle, so he was. Is that a thing?
That's a thistle.
Sounds like you're saying he's a prick.
Yeah.
Are you saying it like that?
I'm not saying he's
I
a
know
prick.
You're not, but
I'm just saying he's a bit of a dick.
He just needs to chat.
Steve, I'm kidding.
Are you supposed to be in that band?
No.
I'm glad you weren't.
No, because
then you wouldn't be here today doing such a sterling job.
I'd be on tour.
We're joined by the lovely man that is Vooch. Hello, mate.
Yo, what are you saying?
How do you... Is it Vianic?
You know what? I've had this issue. I don't think I went into my online career thinking about how I'm going to market myself.
Nah.
And the surname thing has been an issue.
Yeah.
Because you say it correctly, Vujanic.
Vujanic.
The J is a year, like, you know, like Ljungberg.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the J is a year.
Yeah.
And then when I started making videos and stuff, and people were like, oh, what's your name? It'll be, they'll say Vujanic. You know where that leads to.
Yeah.
And it kind of becomes a bit, and then I've just gone with Vooj now. I'm like, just call me Vooj.
Yeah.
And then even I kind of accepted, like, oh, it's Vujanic. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's your name, David? I'd say Vujanic.
Oh, right.
It's crazy. You start believing what people tell your name is.
You should just went with David Owen. That's what Spencer done, isn't it?
Wait, his surname's Owen though, right?
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Bitch.
Wait. No. Spencer Owen, his surname isn't Owen.
Nah.
It's the fourth wall being brought down.
Why is his name Owen then?
What is his last name?
Carmichael Brown.
Wait, now get out of here.
Yeah.
He knows. Fuck off. This is sick. You can
say
swear on radio.
Say what you want.
Fucking hell. This is amazing.
Fucking hell.
I can't. Wait, how can we do this? What's the legalities? Why are we allowed? Like, this is amazing.
You can say anything you want. You just can't libel us someone. So you can't say David Cameron is a pig.
Okay.
You can say allegedly fucked a pig.
I got you.
Yeah.
It's just the laws of the land.
You know what? I clocked as well. I was just chilling, looking at the logo of FUBAR.
Mm.
Don't you think it looks a bit like Pornhub?
Ooh.
Like from here, if you look at it here,
I can't say I've ever been on. What is this Pornhub?
On the mic.
Okay, yeah, a little bit.
If you're like from here, but anyway,
that's
no,
an obscure
angle.
What's Pornhub? I've never.
It's like Brazzers.
.com.
No, do you know what it's meant to be?
Fake taxi.
Do you want to ask meant to be?
Well, nah.
He's flipping you off.
Are you serious?
Flipping you off?
Yeah.
Is that what it's meant to be?
Yeah.
Two of them sandwiched in it.
Oh, wait, is that why it's FU as well? Like FU?
Nah. Nah.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Wait.
It's an army term.
It's a war term.
I still feel like I'm conditioned to be PC when on radio. I want to swear,
that,
but
yeah.
Fuck that. This is amazing.
What age you could get?
Yeah. This is actually sick.
So basically, we're just going to be throwing you some questions, find out a bit about you.
Gordon.
Will already knows everything because you're a big fanboy, aren't you?
They do this with everyone, but I am a big fan of Vooch.
Cheers,
bro.
I'm always in a. I always have to say that, like. I am a big fan, but I'm not a massive fan. But then I have to counteract it, and then I start digging a hole, which I'm doing now.
You just feel like a prick.
You can be a fan of people. Well, I just appreciate it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Jack does it all the time with everyone.
Oh, he's a chance to embarrass you.
Yeah,
Come on, Jack. But Jack's got that cynical humour, though.
Yeah. Mm. Or just annoying.
Or that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Discuss. 5,000 characters to discuss. Yeah, so we're just going to be doing a little bit of a cheeky interview, and then we're going to go on to football.
My little thing.
What's your little thing?
What's that?
King Baby.
You've actually done something right today.
It's King Baby.
Oh, let's do King Baby now.
Yeah.
Well, so
as the theme of the show is going to be British, St. George's Day, Royal Birthday. We spoke to the Queen earlier.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's sassy.
Big up Queensy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She was having a right ball, weren't she? I still can't believe I'm on money. Come on, it's been long enough, Queen. You just don't get over something like that.
90.
What a. Actually, no, I can't label libel. Let me not go into that. Never mind.
You say what you want. Allegedly.
I like that, allegedly. I mean,
that's the key word, allegedly.
Yeah.
Everything.
So I had a conversation with my mother and girlfriend last night. And I said, if the Queen died, and if Prince William. Prince Charles died. If all of them died,
it'd be a shame.
Yeah, it'd be a horrible shame. Yeah. But Prince George would be made king.
What about Harry? Harry not?
No, it's
not.
It's not.
See, that's
one.
What
it's
pissed me off. If the Queen and the other one died, then the little baby would be like
a
baller.
Imagine
it'd be
Harry.
A baller.
No, Harry. It skips Harry.
Oh, Harry would be the best one.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be. Harry can't have it.
Yeah,
it goes straight.
He goes to Iraq and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He deserves it.
Yeah, he's
Tom, give him a chance.
Sorry, that's not what this segment's about, guys.
Let's get the Queen back in here. Let's get the Queen back in here.
Oh, I can.
The Queen would not say.
Yes, she would. You look like shit. You're wearing salmon. You're a cunt. Okay, back
that's
to Tom.
Not salmon, though, is it?
What is it then, Vooch?
It's like a sandy pink.
Sandy pink. That's not a fucking colour.
Thank you. I said a beige pink.
Well, it's more like it's like a dirty pink.
Yeah.
Kind
of looks like he's just topless, a little bit
blotchy. A little bit.
Yeah. Topless and burnt. Carry on.
So, King Baby is what. So this accident has happened a few years from now.
So
three
we've lost
years,
the royal family.
They've had a massive crash.
Yeah. So why is the baby all right?
He was.
God, he crashes again.
He just. Snuck out. He snuck out for a fag with Will.
And right, okay.
he was alright. So
he's only eight.
King Baby George is now the king. And I wanted to ask you guys, if you were King Baby George,
right,
what would you do for these things?
Alright.
So the first one I want to ask you was, what would be the first law you lay onto the land?
So you're
7 years old.
I'm 7 years old, so I wouldn't.
In your time.
Okay. In my time.
Or however you've written it.
Right, so like, because 23-year-old me would obviously choose things that 8-year-old me wouldn't choose.
Obviously.
Yeah, okay, so 8-year-old me, I would I'd make every kid have the right to get your own back. You remember that?
Yeah.
Get your own back. You remember the TV show, Get Your Own Back?
Dave Benson Phillips.
How old are you guys?
I'm 23.
25.
So am I.
25.
Get Your Own Back.
Benson Phillips.
Maybe I just didn't own a TV then. I don't know.
And they used to gunge, like they used to bring their teachers on. They used
the
to gunge them.
I do remember gunge. Is that 50-50?
50, a similar, like.
Same time.
Same era.
Same era.
If you're watching 50-50, I think you're watching Get Your Own Back.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to pretend I know what you're talking about.
All right, cool. So you know Get Your Own Back?
Yeah.
What's the presenter's name on that again?
Come on. Benson Phillips. Dave Benson Phillips.
Dave Benson Phillips.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
That's three first names.
Yeah.
Dave Benson Phillip. No.
A bit like mine, Jack Carl Dean.
Well, that's very
exotic.
Common.
Yeah.
Jack Carl Dean.
Jack. What is it? What's your surname?
Dean. D-E-A-N.
That's, yeah, very.
Bland, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit.
Jack Haldin should not pull off a salmon pink.
If BNP did names.
It's a bit royal.
Is it?
Like EDL royal.
Allegedly.
I wouldn't be on the show. Allegedly.
So I would give every kid the chance to gunge their teachers, gunge their pet. They wouldn't have to reply and say, please, Dave, just get the right. They get the right. I assume that's how you get on the show. Please, Dave.
Please, Dave, let me do it.
Yeah. Will, what would you do? What would be your law of the land?
I've gone for a compulsory nap time.
Oh, come on. Hey, you don't need a nap time. That's the time
in
your
joking?
Life. That's the time in your life when you've got the most energy. You're in the ball pit.
Why have you got the most energy? Because you're napping.
Ooh.
You go big, then you nap. Then you go big again, and maybe you have another nap.
And then you have a cookie.
Yeah, then you have a cookie, eh? I'm thinking compulsory nap times. I'm thinking about... Oh, nursery three.
But then that could backfire on you.
Why? How?
Because what
you
about...
Wait at the bed.
What about if you're eight, yeah? And you spot, like, a nice little eight-year-old girl.
Wait. Allegedly.
Things are heating up.
Right.
Okay.
And then, oh, compulsory nap time. You've got to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, but
I'm speaking to Jessica from Rugrats over it.
Jessica, there's a nap time.
All true.
Right, let's move on.
Yeah. Hey, move on.
That was strange.
Yeah, it was.
This show is strange.
You've smutted,
man. You guys are taking it to places I've never been.
Nap well, time.
Come in.
Well, go back to when you was eight. What would you have enforced?
What law?
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Damn, King George.
What would I do at eight?
King Baby.
I proper don't remember what I was doing at eight. I'd only have been in London for 2 years then.
Okay.
So I arrived here in 1998, so it would have been 2000. That's Euro 2000.
Ooh.
I would... Oh, man. I used to love football.
Right.
So I think if I was 8 years old, I'd just fuck...
No, just
I
wouldn't fuck. Just fuck. Well, that's what nap time's for. Well, we have a winner.
Yeah, napping was cool.
Yeah.
I think I'd just make sure that there'd be that. There isn't really a law, though, because in my head straight away, I'd legalise all drugs.
Okay. Oh,
but eight.
8 year old you.
Yeah.
Let's just go. I was very socially conscious at eight. So my 8 year old self was very politically inclined.
Right.
Okay. And said legalise drugs.
Okay.
Just
so
snort and blue
so
smarties.
King Baby. So I've got his Scotchies. I think King Baby's going to go get your own back.
Fuck off.
What do you mean fuck off?
Don't say that shit. I got a point fair and square.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
I threw it in.
Allegedly fuck off. Yeah. Notice how we didn't say allegedly when we're talking about you smoking. Because yeah, it's true.
Actually, yeah, I could do. Where's your evidence?
No, well, we're carrying on with this,
Just be careful.
The next question. It's your first banquet. So as 8 year old
banquet,
7 year old you, what
man,
food?
Man, this
what
show
food?
Is weird, man.
What food are you going to do for your 7 year old baby banquet?
Bro, where did you even come up with these storylines?
The royal family's dead, allegedly.
Where did
so
you...
King Baby is hungry and his mum.
Bam! We're in North London and you're talking about banquets.
Baby banquets.
Caledonian Road, bro. I'm gonna get robbed when we go outside this.
Sergio banquets.
You're talking about banquets in Queens.
Kings.
Oh god.
King Baby.
I would have a whole table full of toxic wastes. Do you remember them?
Pepper burn the shit out of your tongue.
What's that?
Come on, you remember them.
Toxic Greens are so shit, bruv.
They were the sour sweets. They came in a little bin. Like, the packet was a bin because they were that bad. They were waste.
Yeah, it was very, very sour.
How bad must they actually be for you?
Yeah.
Could you imagine how bad that is to be inside your body?
Rank.
No nutritional benefit there.
So, baby banquet, toxic wastes.
I've gone for gone along the line of the banquet, so I've actually got a two-courser here.
Oh, come on, you're eight, prick.
I don't know why I've got this.
You've written it down.
Yeah. Turkey dinosaurs kicking off.
Did you really write this down?
Lovely.
You are a wanker.
Mash and peas to accompany that.
Nice.
Wash that down with a Capri Sun.
Oh,
yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
I would say Sunny Delight, but of course it's banned.
Oh.
And custard and bananas to finish.
Okay, that's
ruined it.
Very strong.
Ruined
it. That's cool.
Village baby banquet.
Fuck. All right. Cool.
Drugs.
Drugs. Chicken. Yeah,
it would chicken. Just
be chicken, unlimited chicken burgers.
Okay, cool. Burgers, that brought it back.
Yeah. And jelly.
Oh,
jelly. Jelly with vanilla ice cream at the end.
Oh. Yeah. Jelly's actually fairly good for you as well, so.
Oh, just because you're going to the gym, mate, don't need to tell everyone about it.
I'd started to.
Yeah, I'm doing yoga, that shit's a bit different, but.
Are you getting into it?
Yeah, man, proper good for your core.
Really?
Like, is it good
really
for your back? I've got a dodgy back.
Man, awesome. Like, yeah, really, just go for it, try it.
Really?
Yoga's great. But you gotta just, it's good for your mental state as well. Like, really good for your mental state. You kind of become.
Because I'm quite, like, I don't know if I believe in all that.
I think what it is you've gotta
exercise.
You've gotta go past that.
Yeah.
Did you believe? No. My mum is quite inclined that kind of way, but personally, I never really believed in, you know, the, I'd say, airy fairy stuff.
Yeah.
But I really am sort of kind of opening up to that whole consciousness vibe.
Oh. Maybe we should try it for a video.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we should say dinosaur chicken bits.
Okay, yeah.
Turkey dinosaurs
get the points.
Tom's very protective over his game.
We can move on to nice chatty bits here, but King Baby wants to know what he's going to get. Exactly. So the last one. Oh, no.
Two more.
Who would King Baby knight?
Jack, have you got yours?
Yeah.
I've got another winner over here.
He would knight Barry Chuckle.
Oh, fuck
and
off.
Paul Chuckle. You remember the Chuckle Brothers?
Yeah.
Why
legends,
would an 8-year-old not?
Legends.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does everyone think this but me? Okay, so you go for Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah, both of them.
I've gone for...
Even Dan the Man.
Was Dan the Man the one, the dodgy man?
Yeah, the boss man. And
boss man?
Yes. And no slacking.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Got, yeah.
To you, William.
I've gone for three people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gordon
probably said one.
Gordon Brown.
Gordon, Henry, and James, the three engines from Thomas the Tank Engine.
You're a twat.
No, because Thomas gets all the recognition.
I like Gordon.
And they work just as hard as him, if not harder, because they're carrying more, so they deserve to be knighted.
Twat.
Who are you knighting as Baby King?
Obviously, I've only known of this plan that you're doing the show like this now. So off the top of my head, I'm going to go S Club 7.
Because
they were popping. They had like Rachel, she was looking wavy. And you had the black dude with the cap on.
Bradley
was the guy.
Yeah.
And then the other guys as well. I've forgotten them. They just kind of disappeared.
John,
Hannah, Paul.
They were cool.
Bradley, Joe.
For the stars.
Carlito.
The Carlito.
What the fuck are you on about?
Maybe Blue. Blue as well.
Good. Yeah.
This is a soundtrack of what I like.
I'm going to take your first answer, Vooj, and that's Club 7.
Okay, that's not messy.
And I'm going to go for that.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a point each.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait, this is a game?
This is a fucking game. You get to win a King Baby.
Sick.
I don't know what it is yet.
But we're about to shave Jack and give him a quiz.
Yeah, guys.
I've already shit myself, so I'm halfway there. Right,
have
final...
you ever sharted?
Nah.
Sharting is just not.
Not the one.
Have you?
I heard Rachel from S Club used to do that all the time. Yeah.
Mate, sharting is
she's
just...
She's top of the sharts, wasn't she? This is the last final one, guys. I'm going to see who's going to win this.
Right, come on, bring it all back.
Where's your first royal visit to? So you can go anywhere, spend the day there, you get top treatment. You going to start this one, Will?
Yeah, I'm going to heaven, basically.
Wow.
Not actual heaven.
Or to visit his family.
Baby heaven. Wacky Warehouse.
Baby Heaven.
What would
Baby Hell be?
The Wacky Warehouse, I think, is the main thing.
I
want to
know what Baby Hell would be.
Baby Hell.
Lost Prophets.
I was going to say that! Fuck, you got in! Go on,
Wacky Warehouse for me.
Okay.
That was fun.
Ball pit, slides, foam, shit, everywhere.
My brother used to always get in fights there. And I always
fights?
Do, yeah, he was fighting other kids and me and him would run around, just run away from him. Run away with their parents come along and you're like, fuck, into the balls. Not
what's
the dad's balls.
What's the parents going to do? Sandra, 42. Tell you off. Stop beating up my kids.
Yeah.
Shut up, Sandra.
Shut up, Sandra. Kick her in the... So the next one, your royal visit, Jack.
I didn't do this one.
No?
Nah?
Okay.
So maybe...
So you're probably not going to win the point.
Upton Park.
Fuck.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hooligan baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Racist baby.
Not racist. Not racist. Very accepting.
Okay.
That's West Ham are a different team now.
Yeah.
I would. I'd get to Upton Park, and he would.
It's you.
Me.
You're King Baby.
And I'd just get like Irons tattoo or something.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd do.
Nice. Vidge.
I'd say Rio de Janeiro.
Oh.
I want the baby to grow up fast. So we'd be, visiting a couple brothels. It'll be a vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A few caipirinhas.
Yeah.
Fam, the baby's getting wavy early.
Wait, so
he's going to have to sleep on a booty before
bed.
Yeah.
Booty bed. Yeah. I've never tried that before, but my missus is a nice booty, and I said to her, I've got to fall asleep on that one day.
Do it.
You know what?
Would
you take the King Baby to a favela?
Maybe to a favela to smoke.
Spice it up.
Le Carnival!
Carnival. Yeah. Just let the baby experience a lot.
Mardi Gras.
That's not in
That's not.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's fun to
the Maracana.
It's good to join in.
The football, the beaches, the favelas.
What's the dancing?
Do the kippy ups.
What are we doing? What country?
Brazil. What's the big dance in there? It's like really vibing.
Samba.
It's like a real aggressive, like
Brazil nuts.
Thrusting.
The thrusting stuff. But they have the music called funky.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what the dancing is called, though. But remember that's what they do it
I'm
to.
Feeling it.
In Tekken, Eddie did the breakdancing, but that's also martial art. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Cool. I'm going to pick the winner. Cool. Do you have any
suspense music?
Yeah, let's pretend we care. Right.
That was strange.
So, in third place, dum-dum. Jack Dean.
Fuck off. Dum-dum. Jesus Christ.
Chuckle Brothers and Upton Butt. Dum-dum. In second place. No, first place. Dum dum. Do I go for Booty Bed? Dum dum. Or Wacky
Warehouse?
Warehouse. Dum dum.
He's gonna go Booty Bed because he couldn't even remember your answer. So
King Baby is heading to Brazil, baby!
Yeah!
For
you
Booty
know I got
bed.
The ideas. You know about the booty beds, lads? Yeah! You know, you see it and you're like, sit on my face.
There you go. King Baby is getting sat on the face.
I think that might be abuse, allegedly.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Oh, you're learning already.
Yeah.
15 minutes in.
Allegedly.
Why do you insult me for 25 shows and cause Vooch says allegedly? You're like, you're learning, Vooch.
Vooch,
you're learning. Vooch, you're learning.
Let's put King Baby to bed.
Someone needs a nap, a compulsory one as well.
You guys should just shag. Stop it.
We already have. Go to Queen.
Queen Hammer to Four, baby.
Yeah!
FUBAR Radio presents Harriet
Rose. And we have now got Lynn Parker, founder of Funny Women, on the phone. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good.
Firstly, something quite strange that I actually came to the Funny Women Awards in 2012. I wanted to get into comedy. I really liked the idea of it. She said, well, you've got to come to this. So we went with a group of her friends. And it was one of the most inspirational evenings I've ever had. And I genuinely believe it's kind of helped shape what I'm doing today, because it made...
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
You know what? A great thing to say on International Women's Day.
Yeah.
I love you.
Every Thursday.
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. The Jack Mate Show. On FUBAR Radio.
Oh, that was Queen with Hammer to Fall.
Fall, yeah. I thought, you know, we're doing a royal theme. King, baby, queen.
Yeah, I don't
always
like it.
Thinking.
I don't like it. And it, out
what
of any.
Want,
see, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is
no,
what I say. No, Will.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know what you're
thinking. We pick good tunes,
do you?
Yeah. And then Tom goes for
we're
Queen.
Like we're like this. And then Tom picks a song and it's like.
I know what you mean, yeah. But like, Tom's gone, because you know Tom picks all this like B-side hipster stuff.
Yeah.
Do I?
He's gone Queen,
do
and
I?
Then he's not even gone one of the top
50. I didn't even
50.
Know that. What's that called?
Hammer to Fall.
Ricky Gervais walks out to that on one of his stand-ups. Maybe you should, you know, he's doing an impersonation of him all your fucking life. You'd know that, cunt.
Or,
what's next?
We've got one.
That's low, isn't it?
Yeah,
not low, it's just cheap. It's just easy.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
All right, Simon.
Tom White 11. Right, let's go to...
11 White.
Hey, pack it in.
We've
got
arguing.
A guest. We've got a
sorry,
guest.
Sorry, Vooch.
I just don't know what's going on.
We're just arguing.
Just nod and wave.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're just going to throw you a couple of questions. You can answer whatever you want,
let's
really.
Let's do it.
I've written them very presenter-like.
Okay.
Because I didn't know how you'd be.
Yeah.
So I've written them very formal.
Have you got
any tense music? Because I feel like I'm gonna make like a bit Michael Parkinson this up a bit. Okay. So Vooch.
This sounds like a BBC Three kind of series right now.
Mm. We were speaking about that earlier, actually.
I
Jack,
really?
Jack was in one.
Yeah.
Are you in one?
It's not.
No, was.
You know, it's like, oh, and now Jack approaches the little kids in the playground.
Yeah. Allegedly. It's
allegedly.
Nap time.
They don't need to say
it's
allegedly.
Nap time.
It's true. Right. So Vooch, you're a presenter and a very good presenter at that.
I don't know. I guess it's subjective, isn't it?
No, you're very good. But what's the ultimate goal? What's one thing you'd love to achieve before you die?
Wow. That's deep.
Like,
that is
deep.
That is deep.
Yeah.
Because you can go, I don't know, you can kind of go... I think it's contentment.
Wow.
Ooh, that is... There's layers to that.
There is layers to that.
I think you just won best answer ever on the show.
Contentment. Mm. Because contentment isn't just a superficial kind of... feeling. Contentment means if I'm content, that means I'm really loving this shit.
Yeah.
So whatever I'd be doing, I'd be content.
Would you have said that answer before you started doing yoga?
Probably, yeah.
Oh.
Probably, yeah. Yoga's only recent, only like a month in.
So, okay, so all my questions are pretty superficial. So
that's cool.
So obviously you host a series on Copper 90 called FIFA and Chill.
Yeah, that was my idea in all sorts.
Was it?
Just a bit of ego bashing, do you know what I mean?
Lovely.
Yeah. Where did that spawn from?
So obviously Netflix and Chill.
Yeah.
And then I was like, they were like, yo, you know, we want to get some more content on the channel. And I was like, yeah, let's get, you know, gaming. Kids love gaming.
Mm.
Let's do some easily digestible stuff, a format which works, and then just literally people have been loving it in terms of like brands, and it's easy to
talk
to a player that way as well. So it's been really fun, man.
You've interviewed a lot of star name guests while playing FIFA,
yeah.
But who's the biggest person in terms of
panache?
Yeah, who's the number one? I saw Ian Wright one the other day.
Yeah, Ian Wright is a legend.
Yeah, would you say
in terms of, you know, if you're looking at a good interview and answers, you're looking at Ian Wright, because you can't really mess around with him.
Yeah,
I wasn't in a mood to. You just can't, because he's such a legend and he has so much respect, and from myself as well, even as a Liverpool fan, I love Ian Wright.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just a guy. He's just honest and genuine.
Mm.
But then for the like fun, I'd say Big Nasty.
Yeah,
because he's just mental,
right?
But a positive mental. He's very honest as well, but you know, he's in a different category.
Well, James Milner was surprisingly entertaining, wasn't he?
Yes.
Was that just a myth?
Yeah, you know what? We did the whole like read out boring tweets,
yeah,
and he done it, and it went a bit crazy. But he was a genuinely nice guy, very down to earth, and he kind of went into it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He kind of gave fun answers, so unexpected.
Yeah.
So I like James Milner.
If I gave you three footballers and you picked in order who you'd want to do one with.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so Charlie Adam. Titus Bramble and Juf.
Okay, I have to be El Hadji Juf for the first one. Because El Hadji, you used to love spitting.
Yeah.
So I want to find out, what is it? Why do you like spitting?
Yeah.
And he just seemed like he shouldn't be playing football.
Yeah.
Mad,
he just seemed dodgy.
Yeah.
Like
just seemed a cunt.
He did.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
He did seem a bit of a cunt. Like, it was just, and like, just everything about El Hadji. He just, do you know what I mean? He doesn't seem like a football player.
Yeah. Nah.
It seems like he just kind of.
Didn't he spit at a fan as well?
Yeah. Bruv, the guy's a nutcase.
Wow.
Proper psycho. So I'd love to do him.
Yeah.
Probably Titus Bramble next.
Allegedly. A lot of allegedly with Bramble. Accused never can.
Charlie Adams doesn't excite me, and I'm a Liverpool fan.
I hate Charlie.
He's just a left foot. He's like Kolarov, but English, and plays midfield.
I really don't like Chad. He's one of my least favourite footballers.
Even when he came on a Monday for like 10 minutes, just straight away in the box.
How did he make it into the game? He seems like a Sunday league player.
Yeah.
Just the way he's built. But just that left foot he has is really good.
He was decent at Blackpool. He used to ping them in for fun.
Yeah.
And he's arguably scored one of the greatest goals ever in the Premier League.
Yeah, that was a great goal. Should have been goal of the season.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You don't do
check. I do, yeah. Halfway line or whatever it was.
Cheers.
Yeah, it was good.
You're right, yeah.
You don't have to name them, but have you ever made a video with someone who was a bit of a dickhead? You ain't got to name anyone.
I like to give people chances, man. But I possibly, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Footballer?
No, I'm not. We can't catch you. He's trying to get their names out. I don't want no drama, man. God damn it.
All right, moving swiftly on. Would you rather see Liverpool win the Premier League or have England win the World Cup?
All right, if you said Serbia win the World Cup, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are they your...
Yeah.
I thought you were from Croatia.
I was born in Croatia.
Oh, okay.
And all that war stuff happened.
Oh, fair enough.
I had to flee for my life. Fun.
Serbia or Liverpool?
Serbia.
Really?
100%. Yeah. It's just... That would mean so much.
Yeah?
100%. Like, I was close to Liverpool winning the Premier League.
Yeah.
And I was going to those games. And the craziest thing about that period of my life was I was at uni as well.
Yeah.
Third year.
Right.
And allegedly, I wasn't doing my essays. Allegedly. You know, I was at the games.
Yeah.
But you got to, you know, make your way around it. I was at Norwich away and then the Man City game. And then obviously...
Really?
Bang, Chelsea cried and it was painful.
Shit.
Did get your
football
essays in?
It's painful.
Huh? Did you get your essays in?
Yeah. Two ones in that.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I got them in, allegedly.
If you had to give one short bit of advice to an up and coming YouTuber, what would you say?
Just be genuine to yourself and just don't be a prick, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, just create.
Yeah.
I think we get stuck in what happens is like, you know, you start creating and then you get the expectation from everybody that watches you and people that see you and then your parents are like, oh, you actually are doing well for yourself. Like,
yeah.
It's not just about uni. And then you're like, yeah, mum and dad, you know, this can lead somewhere, like FUBAR. And then, you know, I'd say just keep creating and don't compare yourself to anyone else because you are unique.
That seems a lovely
bit
of advice.
It's very good advice,
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, advice is cool. I like advice.
I kind of know the answers to this now then, but would you rather be the most subscribed person on YouTube... But not earn any money.
Oh,
so you
God.
Just get the viewership, but not
okay,
the money.
Okay.
Or would you rather have just the channels that you have now and an extra 100 grand in your back pocket?
I'll take that 100 grand.
Would you?
Yeah.
Not be the most subbed?
You know what it is, though? This is a bit of a trick question. Because if you are the most subbed, that means you would potentially be getting a lot of money from deals and attention-wise. So potentially, and if I'm creating what I love... I'd do that then. If it's the content that's getting put out there is from what I love doing.
Yeah, so you ain't got to change.
I'd be the most, I'd go for the most subscribed.
Okay, cool. And I've got two more questions.
Yeah.
This one, you've got to tell me in 30 seconds or less, why is Klopp a better manager than Slaven Bilic?
Klopp, he's honest, he's funny, he's cuter.
Oh, yeah, but do you want to be cute for manager?
Yeah, but he's got that dark side to him as well. You can see it. People aren't, you know, taking a piss of Klopp. Yeah, cool, he's got a jokey side, but you know he can go BDSM on them players. Klopp isn't messing around, so I just think, you know, Bilic, you look at his credentials, you look at Klopp's credentials, you are going to pick Klopp. Dortmund, you know, in a league where Bayern were playing, he won that, he was in the Champions League final. I would have to give it to Klopp.
Shitting all over him, to be fair.
Bilic is good, though. He's got that Slavic Croatian, like, I'm a hard man.
Yeah.
I might punch you, but I might hug you. Do you know what I mean? Vodka and that. Yeah.
And finally, who's going to win the Euros, and who are you going to tip to win the Golden Boot?
I think France are going to win it.
Good shout. They've got about three different squads that they play, yeah.
They're literally just messing about.
Yeah.
So I would go France. I don't want them to win it. Mm. So my other pick would be someone like Turkey.
Right.
Just for the bants.
Yeah.
And the riots, allegedly. And then, like a Turkey-Greece final. That's what I'd love. Something just nutty like that where it kicks off, you know?
A greasy turkey sandwich, maybe.
Ooh. Exactly.
Ooh, hello.
Golden Boot. Blah, 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 blah. Jamie Vardy when we win it, innit?
That's it. Nice.
Now we're talking.
That's it.
Nice.
Do you think we can win it?
Yeah. Obviously.
So do you support England when Serbia are not playing?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I think, because it's a weird one, this identity stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're almost like, what am I? Because when I go back there, they're like, you're not really one of us. Then when I'm here, I'm like, well, you're not really one of us either. So you kind of got to be like, ah, shit.
You just live in the airport like Julian Lassalle.
Exactly the vibe I'm going for. But I have cried before when England have lost. Oh. Like a Portugal Euro 2000.
Oh, you're one of us then, mate. You're one of us.
Go here.
Exactly.
No, that was lovely. I enjoyed that. Thanks. Let's go to Spectre?
Spectre.
Chevy Thunder.
Evil Spectre.
Coming back, but I can't stop waiting. Give me
That was Spectre with Chevy Thunder.
Spectre. I always want to say it like that.
Spectre.
Spectre.
I wasn't expecting you.
An evil Spectre.
You guys are playing. Just, I just don't listen to this music.
What do you listen to?
Give me a right,
I'm a Londoner.
Yeah.
Right, like,
you know, from the bits.
Go on.
Give me one.
So, no, you don't have to play any of
the
stuff.
No, go on. Pick one.
What, I can pick anything?
Yeah, if you can pick anything. Let's see if it's on the system.
You'll have everything.
No, we've got a lot of things, but... Go on.
The Wombles.
I don't know, bro.
S-Club.
I don't know what it is today. I've just been going blank. It might be a yoga.
Too much yoga.
I don't know. Like a gym.
Clear
you always skip
mind.
The track without sounding too
gonna
London
to.
Cliche.
No, we'll have that. Michael Payne's played it probably. He's mates with all them, isn't he?
Yeah. I guess I'd probably.
What do you want? Shut down.
We have to play it now. You don't have to play it.
No,
you
I'm
got
not
it.
Playing it now. Yeah.
We'll
play it in a bit. We'll have a look.
We'll play it after the football quiz.
What have you got there? Let me just check. Shut down. Now you got Man, the new one. Okay.
Yeah, you've got it. Oh, yeah, mate. I'll probably put that on.
I said to you, let's put the new one on. And you're like, nah.
I said, I'll probably.
I think I'd probably fit in more on Michael's show. But I'm really enjoying you, lads.
Thanks, man.
Just slag us off then.
No.
Do you know Michael?
Yeah. It's so funny. The first piece of video content I've ever done online was me interviewing Michael Payne.
Same as you, isn't it?
Are
so
you
weird.
Serious?
Yeah.
Is it with Michael Payne?
I don't know.
Like, wait, are you serious?
Yeah,
that was your first video content.
Yeah,
that's my first.
Yeah. Same as me.
It was like
honestly
first interview.
I did the Leona Lewis one, and then I was like, if I contact Michael Payne, I could make this like a celebrity interview series, and that's kind of where that birthed from.
Wait, how long ago was your one with Michael?
2 years ago.
Longer than that.
Hell.
3 years ago?
Okay,
Longer than that.
Is it?
I was Prince George, yeah. I was eight.
Wait, was it really a long, like, four? Because mine was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Mine was about 2-3 years ago.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Michael. He just likes getting interviewed.
Yeah.
He's an interesting character. Like,
very interesting.
Yeah, I used to troll him a lot on Twitter as a little kid, just being a prick for no reason.
A couple of them blocked me because of that.
and then I just... said, do you want to do an interview? And he's like, fuck it, yeah.
He's funny on Twitter, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's good at the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Can I have my old
big up Michael.
Mm.
Probably in the pub next door.
Yeah, check him.
We'll go and see him in a minute.
Yeah. So it's time, because obviously, Vooge, you're involved in a lot of football content on YouTube, as we know. Will, producer Will, you have one of the best footballing minds I've ever come across.
Thank you.
Just give me a random fact now. I want to see how good you are. If I give you a team,
right.
Can you name me a couple of players from that team?
All right.
I'm going to go for... I wonder if he can. I'm going to go for... You know when Man City won the league in that dramatic fashion?
Yeah.
How many are the QPR squad that lost that game?
Oh, I was watching it the other day, actually.
Oh, God,
my American flatmate, Jerry, had never seen it. I was like... Because he's a Tottenham fan. I was like, he thinks this is an exciting end to a season. Well, let me show you this. I'm going to go... Paddy Kenny in goal.
That's too much of
No, maybe it was...
It was Kenny, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now we're talking... Nader Manua.
Oh, Jesus.
Sean Derry.
He does remember.
Joey Barton got sent off, kicking off major time.
Yeah. He tried to take someone off with him, didn't he?
Yeah. Jamie Mackey scored a downward headed goal.
Cissé.
He probably knows more than me.
There you go.
Cissé goal was nice.
Oh, Lescott made a mistake.
Yeah, that was it. He let it through.
Wasn't tweeting in his pocket, he was just fucking up big time.
And the most important Balotelli touch ever made. When he was on the floor and he just
slipped it. Yeah. You know this, Jack. That's just I'd say that's everyone knows that.
I don't know who Sean Derry was, mate.
He might not have been there.
Derry sounds a bit out there.
Alright, so we're gonna put you head to head and
fuck,
I think
I can swear. Fuck, yeah.
Nozza, just to get you involved.
I'm gonna climb on the side of it and be an outsider.
No way. You like football? You're a hammer though. You're Newcastle.
We're going three way, we're going triple threat.
Newcastle.
You're a little magpie.
I'm a magpie.
Yeah, you are.
Why Newcastle? How did you
family are Northern.
Okay, sick.
All his family support Carlisle, but he's gone Newcastle. I don't know why.
No, my uncle and my mum support Newcastle and my dad supports Carlisle. Where's your dad from?
Huh?
Why do you support West Ham?
Dad's from
okay,
well,
no,
his
cool.
dad is from Bangladesh, actually.
Yeah, so support your local team, Jack.
South London he's from. Dean Ashton, this is question number one. Dean Ashton
we
was...
We all answering this.
Have you got pens and paper, by the way?
Are we? Yeah.
No.
That's all right. I've got iPhone.
Yeah, jot it down in your notes. Yeah.
All right.
So number one, Dean Ashton was injured in 2006 by a challenge that ended his playing career. It happened during training by a fellow England teammate. Can anyone tell me who made that challenge? There's three options. Who wants to hear the options?
Yes, me, please, Jack.
Rio Ferdinand, Jamie Carragher, Sean Wright-Phillips. I think. There, some of them are a bit tricky.
Is tricky already, yeah. Bro.
Why are you throwing the Wright Phillips curveball in there already? Immediately got my senses tingling.
What, you think it's a curveball?
Oh, Wright Phillips, it's just a bit...
Is this streamed live? Is the camera right in my face?
Recording.
Okay,
but
cool.
We can take what we want.
Ooh. He's not... Vooch hasn't signed a waiver or a release form.
Oh,
so.
Has he?
I hate release forms. Yeah. I don't get the point.
No.
It's like, yeah, I'm not going to sue you, am I? Do you know what I mean?
Some people... Poet would, if you're listening.
Poet is up for the suing, man.
Leicester have all but won the Premier League this year, having lost only 3 games this season. Can you name the teams that have beaten them?
Okay.
There's a lot of tension in the FUBAR studio.
Are you stuck
today
on the last one?
Yeah.
Same.
Who beat them, bro?
All I'm gonna say, Will, I'll give you Leicester. All a clue. I'm curveball. That's all I'm saying.
What is that meant to mean?
Just
someone's shit.
Nah. Right. Wow.
What was that?
Tom's just smashing stuff because he doesn't know any of the answers.
Well, I'm going to guess.
In the 07-08 season, which team broke a Premier League record for being the first and only team to have been relegated in March?
Easy, man.
What year was this?
07-08 season. See if that makes any difference to your knowledge.
It fucking does,
that
mate.
Was the 3 years he wasn't watching. That's a proper dirty laugh.
I'm stuck right now. I don't know.
Is that the Jack Howard laugh on it? Okay, number 4. Remember the Middlesbrough legend that is Ugo Egyad?
Yes, Jack.
Who can tell me what nationality was he? Or is he still alive?
Still alive.
Ugo Egyad.
I think you're throwing curveballs.
Maybe. Question 5. List these 4 goalkeepers in order with who has the most caps for their country. A point for each player in the correct position. We've got Van der Sar. We've got Buffon. We've got Peter Schmeichel. We've got Casillas. That's Van der Sar, Buffon, Peter Schmeichel, Casillas. Put them in orders.
I don't know how to spell Casillas.
Don't worry about that, mate.
Put Calais, does that count?
Not really. Question number 6.
Hang on, Jack. You're going to have to wait for a joke, mate.
Sorry. That's Van der Sar, Buffon, Casillas, Schmeichel.
Done it.
Which English club used to play their home matches at Plough Lane?
Oh, you little shit. Oh, okay.
This isn't easy.
No, it's not, is it?
You said they were going to be from this season.
Nah, there's some international questions.
We sit the same, by the way, look.
Huh? Oh, yeah, we do.
It's
a winner's wear.
Bit of a bent back as well.
Yeah, I need to get on that yoga. That's why. That lower back is killing.
Okay. Number 7.
Hang on, I'm still...
Plough Lane.
I mean, I'm probably skipping that one.
Got it.
Number 7. Which footballer was famously quoted as saying, "I play for the money. Football's not my passion"? Do you need options?
There's a couple options of guys that I think.
I got it.
Oh, what's that guy that likes to invest in shit?
Liverpool squad.
Dion Dublin. Holmes under the hammer.
No. I think I know who it is. Really, what's his name? He's an Arsenal boy.
I've got options. If you want options,
hey, go on. Give me the options.
Tarat.
Okay.
Ooh. Joey Barton.
Ooh.
Or Asso Okoto.
Okay. My spelling on this is horrendous.
Oh, so it's not going to be Barton, is it?
You'd be surprised.
It's going to be Tarat or Asso Okoto. Did you put an answer before I gave the 3?
Yeah, yeah.
And was it on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Emil Heskey, the cult hero.
He's got a banging girlfriend.
Has it?
Allegedly.
Played over 65 games for England.
Decent.
How many goals did he score?
Hey, she's wavy. All right, how many goals?
I don't know, man.
Right,
for England?
Yeah, it's a point for the closest one.
So how many goals he scored for England?
Yeah, he played 67 games.
Remember that, the old DJ celebration, Berlin?
67 games, yeah?
2 assists in that game as well.
Yeah, what's up?
Cool.
For Owen.
I'm going to read you a list of teams in order that this man has played for. Can you name the player? So I'm going to read his career.
Right.
So he started off at Norwich, then went to Coventry, Newcastle, Celtic, Blackburn, Liverpool, West Ham, Manchester City, back to Cardiff, back to Liverpool, back to Cardiff.
Got it.
So
that's an illustrious career.
It's loads, isn't it?
It seems like he's a fan of being Anglo-Saxon as well.
Number 10, Who remembers? The final one. Who remembers ex-Charlton and Portsmouth defender Herman Hreiðarsson?
Certainly do, Jack.
He has a Premier League record, but can you tell me what for? Is it A, scoring own goals for the most number of clubs, B, being relegated the most times, or C, for achieving 3 consecutive red cards?
Interesting.
Scoring own goals for the most clubs, being relegated the most times, or achieving 3 consecutive red cards.
Ooh. Right, should we go for the answers?
Yeah, we'll go for the answers. Do you want to go to song first or not?
Do you want to put a bit of Skepta?
Yeah,
Burge?
Go on in.
Go on.
We are in North London after all.
It's 9 o'clock here on BBC One. The Chronicles of David Beckham. The highlights and lowlights of one of the UK's most legendary football players. But up next, The Honeymoon, starring UK MC Skepta. This film contains graphic scenes of nudity, drugs and violence. Please switch off now if you feel you're going to be offended. Listener's discretion is advised.
I've been keeping my ear to the streets. The UK run out of ideas. Everybody doing covers of American beats. If it's not the Ace Hood Hustle Hard Flow, then it all sounds like Rick Ross to me. This is the shit I'm supposed to respect. Fuck that nigga, SMD. P-A-U-S to the E. Don't know who you're pretending to be. I don't care what gun you bang. I don't care what drug you sell. Fuck you, man. Because I got a manager, a DJ, 7 MCs and 5 producers on my label. So before you start eating food in the game, better bring something to the table. Too many man come in the game for 2 minutes. Shoot 2 videos, pick 2 lyrics. Now all of a sudden the name's getting mentioned in the same sentence as mine by the critics. What has this war come to? Man better control than an undo. But all thanks to the love and support, I'm gassed up standing out the sunroof. And I'm screaming BBK, BBK. None of them flex like BBK. And if I ever see your girl on the street, then I'ma get arrested for TDA. She knows I do it and it's real. And I don't give a shit who's got a deal. Cause if the game was a tray full of ice cubes, I'm the coldest and the hardest still. They thought that all over the house video would crush me. Last week I did 5 shows in 5 different countries. The supporters have still got love for me. Middle finger to the media. Hypocrites can't touch me. I'll be in Dubai, eating in Nobu. Word to Dummy and Tea, this food tastes lovely. I walk from White Hart Lane to the flats opposite Tottenham Police Station. Paid subs to go on the radio station. Left radio, jumped on a train to Leytonstone. Link Merkel, man, to make some more grime in the basement. Let me show you back dedication. Suffering from underdog psychosis, trying to stay alive. Riding around on a bike. Blade long enough to go to jail for. More dots on me than a dice. The oldest had the chips and the Big Macs, but didn't want to let me have a bite. So it was just me, my cats and the foxes roaming the streets at night. Felt like I was wasting life. Put down the cling film and picked up the mic. For 1 whole year, never got music money or money off white. But I know that Rome weren't built in a day. Looked to the end of the tunnel and saw a light. Now me and JME top 30 back to back on the iTunes site. Men, too many man come in the game for 2 minutes. Shoot 2 videos, pick 2 lyrics. Now all of a sudden the name's getting mentioned in the same sentence as mine by the critics. What has this war come to? Man better control than an undo. But all thanks to the love and support, I'm gassed up standing out the sunroof. And I'm screaming BBK, BBK. None of them flex like BBK. And if I ever see your girl on the street, then I'ma get arrested for TDA. Cause she knows I do it and it's real. And I don't give a shit who's got a deal. Cause if the game was a tray full of ice cubes, I'm the coldest and the hardest still.
Was that Skepta, Vooj?
That was Skepta.
That's for you, mate.
Got a smile on my face and all.
You've earned that. That's yours.
Come on, lads.
Take that. So we're going to run through the answers quickly, and then we'll go for that weird bit that we do at the end of every show, where we go for a play.
When we touch each other.
Yeah, that's at the start. You missed out.
Nap time, allegedly.
Nap time.
So the first one. What's the first question, guys? Who injured Dean Ashton? The answer to that was Sean Wright Phillips. Yeah,
I got that.
That's a point. Bang a point on. The teams, did you notice I didn't say the 3 teams that beat Leicester? I said, can you name the teams?
Oh, get out.
You did
here.
Say 3 teams.
No, I didn't.
100% said 3 teams.
You said 3 teams.
No,
I mentioned 3.
We can listen back to it.
No, we can't do that.
I believe you.
Yeah, go for it. It was Arsenal twice and Liverpool.
Who beat them?
So wait, do we get points for that if we were?
How many did you put?
Liverpool, Arsenal, West Brom.
You got 2 points.
I put Arsenal, Liverpool, Swansea.
2 points.
I got Bournemouth, Liverpool, City.
One point.
Will, fuck off.
Who was that team that got relegated in March?
Derby County.
I was an arsehole. I put Newcastle.
Derby.
2 points to these boys.
Damn it.
Derby County.
I won't make a difference if you ask that question.
Oh, Will, you piece of...
Remember the...
It wasn't me.
My
voice.
Ugo Ekwueze. What nationality was he?
English.
Cameroon.
Cameroon.
Ooh. Oh, English.
Is he?
No! Curveball.
That's
curveball.
That was a curveball.
Name me those keepers in order.
Buffon, Casillas, Van der Sar, Schmeichel.
You go.
I've gone that. Buffon, Casillas, Van der Sar, Schmeichel.
I've gone Casillas, Buffon, Schmeichel, Van der Sar.
Oh, no one got it. I thought you got it at the end because these two got it, the first two the wrong way round.
It's Casillas and Buffon.
It's Casillas first, so a point you put him, you did. Buffon second, then Van der Sar.
Oh!
Then Schmeichel. So if you get any in, is it like if you get any in the right place?
You get a point for how many you got in the right place.
So you got two in the right place.
You got two. I think everyone got two.
Sorry, everyone got two.
Everyone got two.
Which English club used to play their home matches at Plough Lane?
Ipswich?
I put Ipswich.
Nope.
Tractor Boys.
It was Wimbledon.
Oh,
I wouldn't have got that.
Never.
You didn't know when you said the answer.
Wimbledon.
Which footballer was quoted as saying, "I play for the money"?
Asiru Kotu.
Asiru Kotu.
Kotu.
Yeah. Good article. You should read that.
I put Asu.
I heard he drives a smart car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like he's actually just a stingy guy.
He doesn't agree with it. You should read up the article. It's pretty
serious.
Cool. Yeah.
Business for him.
Yeah. No, a lot of brands come to him and say, "Can you wear these football boots?" And he says, "Nah." And he goes into like JD and buys a £20 pair of boots because for him, it's just he kind of feels that playing football, he's got a lot of friends back where he's from. Where's he from?
Cameroon.
Yeah. He feels that they're all still over there. And he's just playing football and getting all this money, so he doesn't flash it about. Seriously? He just drives a normal car.
Why
and
not
shit
get,
like that.
Get the brand deals, send the money back.
That's what I was thinking. Like Drogba does a lot of that. Okay.
Yeah. How many goals did Heskey score?
14.
Oh, I put 14.
27.
I said a point for the closest, and it's going to be you two. He scored 7.
What?
Yeah. He was shit, wasn't he?
Wait, Heskey only has 100 Prem goals though.
Yeah,
he's in the 100 club, isn't
he? True.
That's why I thought 27. Damn, okay.
I'm gonna. Oh no, the list of teams. Who was that man that played for all those teams?
Food, go on.
Bellamy.
Points all round.
Yes.
Well,
it's the Cardiff and Liverpool at the end that got me.
Newcastle helped me out a bit.
Yeah,
but it did, mate.
And what did Herman Hreiðarsson break the record for doing?
A.
What the
own goals?
B.
Own goals.
You got own goals.
I've got own goals as well.
It's a point for Tom.
Oi, oi. Yeah.
So what was it?
Relegated the most amount of times.
Charlton, Portsmouth.
What a shit life.
There was loads. He's got the equal record with Nathan Blake.
Oh yeah, he used to play up front for Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah.
I got 10.
I got 7.
You got 10?
Yeah.
You got 10?
You should have multiple points for multiple answers.
I don't think you got 10 there for the sound of it.
Wait, what did you get, mate?
I got 8.
I got 7, so.
Oh, Will.
You win, 10.
Should we go to the play?
Well played, well played.
Cheers, mate.
Song then play?
Nah, no, I haven't got time.
Alright, we're going to a play.
Booge. Oh, you might as well stick in Booge.
Oh, okay, what'd that do?
Just laugh if you can.
Right.
This is Jack, do you wanna, I've got the trailer then.
Okay, go on then, play the trailer.
It's clear Will hasn't made it through the time-lapsical portal. What the fuck?
Shit! That's us!
We've time travelled back to our first ever day.
What a great day that was.
Alright, Chuck's and Martin. I don't know handshakes.
Who's this cunt, Martin?
God knows. He's literally the opposite of Will, though.
Oh, bugger.
He is the opposite of Will. We've not time travelled, Nozza. We've travelled to a parallel universe.
I'm keeping you guys here, locked up forever. And your first segment on today's lifelong show, a six-month interview with your first guest, Tom Bloody Burns!
No!
Before we go into the play, I'd just like to say a thanks to Vooj for coming in.
Woo!
Very good guest. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I like you.
Where can we see you online?
I got my channel, The Vianic, Copper Night, Filthy Fellas. Just anywhere, really.
It's just all over YouTube.
You never know. I'm a bukkake on YouTube.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
All over the place, mate.
Lovely stuff. Thanks for coming in, mate. And Thomas has written a play.
I have. So, as I mentioned before the show started, I wrote this in 20 minutes before it started.
Okay. Ooh.
And that's why I called it Escaping the Foobots.
Oh, here we go.
Right, you ready?
It doesn't have any robots in it.
Right.
So, Will, is you going to narrate it, and we're going to carry on from last week, which you just heard the trailer.
Am I Martin as well?
Yes, you are, sir.
Thank you.
Right.
The boys are still trapped. The door slammed, and a 2-minute timer on the big screen started ticking down to when the boys would be live.
Oh, fuck. That bastard snow globe has taken us to this messed up dimension.
I know. Hagrid has royally fucked us up.
Tom had accidentally written a reference to the theme of today's show when he said Hagrid royally fucked us up.
Royally.
We need to get the fuck out of here, and quick.
I don't want to know what happens when the tick, the clock gets to zero.
We will be live.
Yeah, but will we be alive?
Yes, we'll be on Fubar Radio live.
Never mind.
Tom ran to the door and started trying to barge it down.
Tom, mate, it's useless. We're trapped here for the rest of our days. I guess for you, that's not too much longer.
What do you mean?
Well, you are getting on a bit.
I am only 2 years older than you.
3 years, and you smell dusty.
What does that mean?
You just...
Suddenly, over the tannoy, Martin had returned. 1 minute, and you're live on air, babies!
Maybe do it so they can hear what you say.
Yeah.
I was doing an echo thing.
Go on.
Maybe for Ritic.
The tannoy.
1 minute until you're live on air, babies!
Oh, fuck off, Martin. We ain't doing it.
Oh, yes, you are, Jack. Otherwise, Martin pushes a button and the wall comes down, revealing producer Will tied to a table.
Producer Will, are you okay?
Guys! I'm nervous!
Don't worry, cunt. We'll save you.
Oh, no, you won't, boys. You'll be on air live and uncensored for the rest of your life.
Not too bad for you, is it, Noz, mate?
I don't know what's happened. I think I missed myself. Will sniffs himself. Oh, God! Guys! I've definitely filled these knickers up with poop and cake. Tom and Jack just look at each other. If you guys don't do the show, then this will happen. A laser beam slowly going up towards Will's caked pants. Oh my God! That didn't even say cake on the script, and I said cake. Up to Will's caked pants and then turned off.
Fine, we will do the show.
The clock had 10 seconds left to tick. The clock had 10 seconds left to tick down, and Tom leant forward and pressed the rosy red button sat in front of him. It has been there from the start, and nobody knew what it does. Sirens began going off and smoke filling the studio.
Tom, what have you done?
You've really done it now, Nozza. Will and Noz, Will Nozza and Jack save Will. Has Tom just destroyed the studio? Will William's pants ever be clean? Tune in next week to hear Foo Boys. Will Adam Johnson read the play next week? Maybe.
I don't know. That was some great reading.
Nasty.
Fucking hell.
That's rank.
Yeah, it was written like it was done quickly.
I enjoyed that, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom, mate. It was good.
Can we go and do the weekend now?
Yeah, let's do the weekend. Yeah,
cheers for listening, guys. You've been listening to the Jack Mate Show on Fubar Radio every Friday, 4 till 6. We'll see you next week. Tom, stop fucking about with papers. Cheers to Vooj.
Cheers to
Steve from Cannons. It's been a lot of fun. We'll see you next week.
And Queen. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Fuck off, Queen.
Have a nice.
Put to one side.